Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 24th Perek of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek of Dalid Mishnah Gimel. So as the first two Mishnahs in this Perek, this Mishnah is also going to talk about a type of Kli that comes in three different forms, and therefore has three different Tumah statuses, depending on which form of the Kli you're using. Shalosh Areva say there are three types of kneading bowls. Areva Mishnei Log V'atisha Kavin, if it's between the size of two log and nine kav, Shenistakon, it becomes cracked, so you can't use it for dough anymore. Tamei Midrash. You might use it as a chair. You'll flip it over and sit on it. So it's Tamei Tumas Midrash. Shalema Tamei Meis. If it doesn't have a crack in it, then it's Tamei Tamei Meis because it has a base kibble. Va'abba Mida Torah Miklum. And if it's so big that you can't move it, Mali Vareikon, so then it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Mishnah Dalit Shalosh Tevos Hein. There are three types of boxes. Teva Shepischa Mitzida Tumah Tamei Midrash. If the opening to the box is on the side, so it's Tamei Midrash because you could sit on the top. If the opening is on the top of it, so it's Tamei Tumas Meis because it has a base kibble. If it's so large that when it's full it cannot be moved, then it's entirely tahor. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about three different types of kneading bowls, that if it's of a certain size and it becomes cracked, so it's no longer usable as a kneading bowl, it's Tamei Medrash. And if it's not cracked, it's Tamei Tumas Meis. And if it's humongous, then it's entirely tahor. And in Mishnah Dalit, we spoke about three types of boxes. If it opens up on the side, it's Tamei Medrash. If it opens up on the top, it's Tamei Tumas Meis. And if it's gigantic, it's entirely Tahar. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Chaf Dalit Mishnah Hei.